That's Liz Phair doing the tra-la-la song. Yeah, one banana, two banana. Material Issue, actually her backup band for her version of that song. Now, for those of you flashing back to the original version, you may be a Gen Xer. Hey, speaking of Gen Xers, I played a bunch of music from the 90s. Kind of your wheelhouse, right? Right? Kind of, partially, your wheelhouse. Before the Liz Phair belly, Tanya Donnelly and Company belly with Feed the Tree. Also, James in there. I went back to the what I would consider probably the big hit from James and Sit Down and start off from an 80s song finally in there, right? The Smiths with Panic. So three 90s songs. In an 80s song, I'm talking to you, my Gen X and maybe late boomer audience. And for you millennials and Gen Zers, I'm hoping you're enjoying this. Yeah. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Aviva Lamock. But if you want the king of the Gen Xer and you remember Top 40 Radio in the 70s. No, maybe you don't remember Top 40 Radio in the 70s, but guess what? Uncle Jay Thurber does. He does a little show called Radio 9 each and every Saturday from noon to 3. He plays oldies, he plays newies, and guess what? He's got a whole lot of snark in there. It's right here on Independent Freeform Radio 88.3 WRCT. Hey, speaking of Top 40 Radio from the 1970s, which I'm not sure if I was or wasn't, I meant to. Let's find something from the 1970s. No, I'm going to. Yes, I am. Didn't know which song I was going to, but I am going to a 1970s Top 40 Radio smash from one of the best power pop bands that came out of that era.
just a thousand great waves breaking over me. Now it's happening to me. What can I ever see? Ever see? I'm gonna let you leave with.
shit on paper crowns. Hey, the police that's so proud.
This is how we know, this is how we go, this is how we know. This is how we know, this is how we go, this is how we know. You spoon water like love and I will take it if you can't take it. You spoon water like love and I will take it if you can't take it. This is how we know, this is how we go, this is how we know. This is how we know, this is how we go. And I don't know what to say, but you're so far from me. I can barely make you. I count two, three, breathe, two, three. You spoon water like love and I will take it. Can't take it. You spin circle inverse and I will take it if you can't take it. This is how we know, this is how we go, this is how we know. This is how we know, this is how we go, this is how we know. You spoon water like love and I will take it if you can't take it. You spin circle inverse and I will take it if you can take it. And this is how we go, soft and slowly. Don't you know me? No, I count two. I count for you. Given the thought I would have you again, I count two, three. Breathe, two, three. You walk alone, you talk in code. It's a light I can't decipher, but I should. This is how we know, this is how we go, this is how we know. This is how we know, this is how we know.
Hailing from the Pacific Northwest, it's the band The Thermals here on the Viva La Mock radio program with How We Know. Before The Thermals, Burning Airlines in that set of music with Paper Crowns. Also, Graham Coxon. Graham, you may know as a member of the band Blur. He's got some great solo albums out. Standing on My Own Again, the name of that single. Started off, speaking of some great singles, started off the entire set with some Cheap Trick and Dream Police, the title track to that album that came out back in the 1970s. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock. If you have a suggestion for a song, feel free to request that song at wrctrequest@gmail.com, and I will do my best to get it on a future show. Yeah, we only have, what, 12 and a half minutes before the top of the hour, so let's see how many songs I can squeeze in before that happens, going back to the Masked Romantic album, New Pornographers.
Not a lot of- I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? When you are alone, you are the cat, you are the phone, you are an animal. The words I'm singing now mean nothing more than me. Smell of cat food in your bank account, but don't try to stop the tail that wags the hound. World destruction over an overture. And do I need a boss to redeem this Dutch? Don't let's start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the world that you're my precious little girl, but don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? They would stop saying dabba-da-da-da-ding-dang-dibba-dibba-dibba-da-da-ding-dang-dibba-dibba-dee. World destruction over an overture. And do I need a positive teenage this gotcha? Don't let's start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the world that you are my precious little girl, but don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around?
They might be Giants wrapping up that set of music from their self-titled debut with Don't Let's Start. Played some Robert Pollard in that set of music from Guided by Voices with Dancing Girls and Dancing Men. Best Coast gave us The Only Place, which I think they're talking about California or the West Coast, but I think The Only Place is A, Pittsburgh, and B, listening to WRCT. I'm a little biased. Just a little, but I'm just telling you, I'm prefacing that. I am biased. New Pornographers in there, Letter from an Occupant from their debut, Mass Romantic. I can tell you the New Pornographers, WRCT broke that band in Pittsburgh. We did. We were playing the heck out of that album before anyone even heard of that band. And I'm very proud of the DJs that made that happen. Hey, my name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. It's a show called Viva the Mock as it comes to you each and every week here on WRCT.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. I want you to know what's going to happen in this next hour of music. I'm doing a segment called Gone But Not Forgotten. What I'm doing is I'm taking artists, musicians, people connected to the music industry somehow who passed in 2021. And I'm going to highlight it through songs to show their contribution to what you listen to. Maybe songs you know, maybe artists you don't know, and you're like, wow, maybe I need to check that out. So that's what the plan is. Before I get into this, I want to remind you that Attic Records, which is located in Millville, joins you in supporting WRCT. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. That's Attic Records in Millvale. Call them at 412-821-8484. Dr. Lonnie Smith is my background music. Yeah, that's him actually taking on Beck from his Boogaloo to Beck release. We lost Dr. Lonnie Smith on September 28th, so he has been my background music in tribute to my Gone But Not Forgotten segment. So I was talking about, like, so we're going to focus on, you know, musicians and artists and things like that, but sometimes there's people like Mick Rock. So Mick Rock passed away on November 18th. He was 72 years old, and he was known as the man who shot the 70s. Why? Because he was a photographer, and I'm going to name some albums where he has the covers. His photography is featured on the covers of Lou Reed's Transformer, David Bowie's Pinups, Syd Barrett's The Madcap Laughs, Iggy and the Stooges' Raw Power. Need I go on? Yeah, he is indeed the man who shot the 70s. And as I mentioned, unfortunately, we lost him on November 18th. And then speaking of iconic photographers, Ricky Powell passed away on February 1st of 2021 at the age of 59. He was an iconic street photographer who documented the ascension of hip-hop. So let's not waste any time. Let's move into a set that features a little old-school hip-hop. Because Duke Booty also passed away. He was the co-writer and producer of this song. It's Grandmaster Flash and The Message. It's the Viva Lamont radio program. Gone But Not Forgotten.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell. Can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room. Roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far. Cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage bales, used to be a fag hag, such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dangle. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses, down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so ditty, she had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much. It's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job. There's a strike at the station. Me on King Kong, standing on my back. Can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane. I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me. Call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My son said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school because the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool and all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear a shirt and tie and run with the creeps because it's all about money. Ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They push that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game. Stabbed that man right in his heart. Gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, cause deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you wanna grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth, but now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
She's all stuck up.
Why you say fat?
Cause you wouldn't give a guy like me no rap. Man, she was walking down the street, so I said, hello, I'm Kango from your T.F.O. And she was so, I said, so, baby, don't you know I can sing rap dancing just one show? Cause I'm Kango, Mr. Sophisticator. As far as I know, ain't nobody greater. From beginning to end and to beginning, I never lose because I'm all about winning. But if I was to lose, I wouldn't be upset. Cause I'm not a gambler, I don't bet. I don't be in no casino, and baby, play your nizzo. The Izzy is the grizzly, kizzle and kizzo. I thought you'd be impressed, give me devious rap. I thought I had a book inside my sinister trap. I thought it'd be a piece of paper, but it was nothing like that. I guess that's what I keep a thinking, ain't that right, black? Chris, I can get some, and see this number whistling. Chris, I can teach her of his ass, just like we did with a bang, bang. Brother, I feel bad, but I ain't committing suicide for no crap. Calling her a crap is just a figure of speech, cause she's an apple, a pear, a plum, and a peach. I thought I had it in the palm of my hand, but man, oh man, if I was grand, I'd bang Roxanne.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
can't you understand?
Roxanne, Roxanne,
I wanna be your man.
Yo, Kango, I don't think that you're dense, but you went about the matter with no experience. You should know, she doesn't need a guy like you, she needs a guy like me, with a high IQ. And she takes to my rap, cause my rap's the best. The educated rapper FD will never fess. So when I met her, I wasted no time, but stuck up Roxanne, paid me no mind. She thought my name was Larry. I told her it was Gary. She said she didn't like it, so she chose to call me Barry. She said she loved to marry my baby, she would carry. And if we had a baby, we'd name the baby Harry. Her mother's name is Mary, which is really quite contrary. Her face is very hairy, and you can say it's scary. So there's him, not every. Our father's a fairy. His wife's a secretary, his son's a military. To force him to a list, the cancer wasn't voluntary. His daughter's name is Sherry. His son's a Tom and Jerry. Sherry had the flu, but it was only temporary. Back in January, or was it February? But every time I say this, it makes me kind of weary. It's only customary to give this commentary. Some say it's bad, some say it's legendary. You're searching all you want to try your local library. You never find a rhyme like this in any dictionary. But do you know, after all that, all I received was a pat on my back. That's what you get. It happened to me. Ain't that right, Mixed Master ICE?
Roxanne, Roxanne. Roxanne, Roxanne.
You had a rope, you thought you was Cupid. But EMD, your rap was plain stupid. I know you're educated, but what will you learn? Not all girls want to be involved with bookworms. You gotta be stronger, which you can't resist. So educated rapper, huh, bust this. Since she's a new girl around the block, I had to let her know I was the debonair doc. I said I'd like to speak with you if I can. And if I'm correct, your name is Roxanne. She said, how'd you know my closet is getting around? Right now, baby, you're the talk of the town. Please let me walk you to the corner. My rap will be brief. She said, I've seen you before. You look like a thief. I said, me? The doc? A hood? A rock? Running around the street robbing people on the block? Nah, that's not my style. The crime, I'm not related. As far as I'm concerned, I'm too sophisticated. Then it seems I got beat because she cracked a smile. That let me know my rap was worth a while. She said, you call yourself a doctor? I said, this is true. She said, explain to me really what doctors must do. I said, this is very cool, cause I don't say this every day. It's a major medical field the doctor must play. Dermatology is treatment of the skin. Infected and you see me over and over again. There's anesthesiology, ophthalmology, internal medicine, and plastic surgery, orthopedic surgery, and pathology of disease caused by the change of the body. She said, ooh, that's very unique. Gave me her number and kissed me on the cheek. She said she had to go, but she'd be back by 8. Told me call at 9 to arrange a date.
Did you take her to the beach?
That's what we planned, but she stood me up.
Roxanne, Roxanne. Roxanne, Roxanne,
I wanna be your man.
Roxanne, Roxanne,
and here's our game plan.
The beat is here,
so we will reveal it.
And if you think it's soft,
then Roxanne, feel it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
From their 1977 debut album, that's The Clash, doing their version of Police and Thieves. Yeah, Junior Mervin originally put that one out, but I threw that in there because it was co-written by Lee Scratch Perry, and we lost Lee Scratch Perry back in August 29th of 2021. One of maybe two covers that... I'll be playing, not playing the original artist that I might be paying tribute to. Kind of. Just keep listening on that. Tell you some fun stories about that Lee Scratch Perry Clash connection if you're unfamiliar. So the Police do that cover on their debut album. And Junior, not Junior Mervin, but Lee Scratch Perry hears it. He's like, oh my God, these guys are great. Story goes, he actually stuck a photo of them up in his studios in like Jamaica. And he was in London producing Bob Marley, actually. And the Clash found out about that. And the Clash were wanting to record a single because their record label had actually released the song Remote Control unbeknownst to them. And they were really upset with that. So they wanted to go in the studio and they asked Lee Scratch Perry if he would actually produce the song. And he was like, oh, of course I will. And the song that came out of that was the song Complete Control. So if you have that debut album stateside, because in the UK it was released without Complete Control. That was not on the track listing. The US version has Complete Control on there. And it's a song about how the record label has complete control over the band. And they were really ticked off about that. But that's my Lee Scratch Perry connection with the Police. With the Clash, not the Police. I don't think they ever did anything together. With the Clash and Police and Thieves, the song, and my tribute here on the Viva La Mock radio program. All right, I digress. Let's get into what other songs I played. How about some UB40? Went back to their 1986 album, the title track, Rats in Me Kitchen. Interesting thing about that song is it featured Herb Alpert on it, and it's nice because UB40 was on A&M, Herb's label. That's the A in A&M is Alpert. But we lost two members of UB40 within about a little over 2 months of each other. Founding member Brian Travers, who played saxophone, passed away at the age of 62 on August 22nd. And then on November 6th, Terrence Wilson, who was actually known as Astro, did some percussion and vocals and wrote a lot of the songs. Wasn't the lead singer, but wrote a lot of the songs. He passed on November 6th. And an interesting story goes about that song in specific. In particular, is they were working on, like, trying to work on this new album, and the lead singer, Allie Campbell, had moved into a new house. And it was troubled by rodents, as they would say. And Astro asked if he had any ideas for new songs. And Allie replied with, oh, God, I don't care about the album for a minute. I've got a rat in the kitchen. So what did Astro go do? He went and wrote that track in response. And actually sings vocals on that track. Sings the lead vocals on it. But we lost both Astro. He was 64. And Brian, members of UB40. Last year, before my little reggae influence set, I had a little hip-hop influence set of a couple songs. Some UTFO, which stood for the Untouchable Force Organization, with their 1985 hit, Roxanne, Roxanne. We lost Kangol Kid. The Kangol Kid, real name Sean Fakir, was only 19 when that came out. So do the math, 1985, 2022. Yeah, he was 55 when he passed away on December 18th. I just want to go back to some of my old school rap roots for that. And start off the entire set, speaking of some old school rap roots, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five gave us the message. Duke Booty, who was a co-writer and producer, passed away on January 13th of 2021 at the age of 69. I know all this excitement, all this celebration, and I almost forgot to, like, cue up my next song. But I can figure it out. Got about 30 minutes left in this program. It's a program called Viva La Mock. With a host named The Mockster. That's me. I'm The Mockster. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if you want to say hi. Give me a request. Give me a comment. Critique my show. Do what you want to do. That's what email's for. We're gonna Turn the next song back to 1976. The album was called A New World Record. And I'm talking about the Electric Light Orchestra. Lewis Clark, who was the string arranger for ELO in the mid to late 70s, passed away on February 13th of 2021 at the age of 73.
Yeah.